20 years after Petaluma preteen Polly Klass was kidnapped and killed, her name remains well-known and symbolic, an icon of both youthful vulnerability and adult determination to protect it. Her father, Mark Klass, finds a measure of comfort in that legacy.
868,000 persons were reported missing in the United States in 1993, and they're only talking about one of them in 2013, and that's Polly. We've always said that we would like her legacy to be one that would extend for generations. And I think that we're in a position now where we can say that we are going to start influencing yet another generation of kids in her name.
Much of that work is being carried on by two separate foundations, both bearing the Klass name. The newer of the two is Mark's Klass Kids Foundation.
The Klass Kids Foundation puts boots on the ground and has helped almost 900 families search for their missing children. We have a very robust child ID program that has taken us into communities all over the country to provide child safety information and child ID kits to more than 1 million kids without ever charging a family for that service.
Cindy Ruta Metkin, Director of Programs and Response for the Polly Klass Foundation in Petaluma, says their focus is a bit different.
Klass Kids does search and rescue. They do grid searches for missing persons. They do really wonderful work. We do separate work. We work directly with families of missing children throughout the nation and do case management for endangered runaways, family abductions, and non-family abductions. We've worked with over 8,500 families on their missing child cases throughout the nation. We are there for them throughout the time that they need us. Even if the child is returned home, if they still need us, we'll provide resources to them.
The Polly Klass Foundation was quickly formed after her fate was confirmed, 7 weeks after her abduction. Mark Klass recalls that haste was deliberate.
We thought we had maybe a 90-day window of opportunity before Polly would be forgotten, before anything that we had to say would be forgotten, and society would then move on to the next victim du jour and cause du jour.
Yet his participation in that foundation proved short-lived.
Within a year, the board of directors of the Polly Klass Foundation trademarked my daughter's name and then kicked me out. And I believe they've been riding on our coattails ever since.
Rainey Howe, the current executive director of the Polly Klass Foundation, sees that history differently.
It was formed by the community of Petaluma, who showed up by the thousands to look for one of our own. And the foundation, for those reasons, really belongs to Petaluma. It is the citizens of Petaluma that put it together. It wasn't just one particular person.
Mark Klass and his foundation held a 20-year commemoration of Polly's tragedy in San Francisco on Tuesday night. The Polly Klass Foundation will host an evening of commemoration and hope in Petaluma on Friday evening. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.